Unlike tobacco, the textile industry in Durham was almost exclusively limited to white workers. Textile companies built cheap, subsidized housing for white workers in areas near the factories. Despite low wages, white workers had more opportunities for upward mobility and home ownership than black workers.
Each mill village was a tight-knit community that contained its own churches, schools, recreation centers, and stores. In this picture from 1956, children in the Edgemont community gather in the community center. Though wages were low, mill village families supported each other through hard times. Many treated their neighbors like family.
I don't know of a better company to work for. They keep the houses in good repair and rent them to us for almost nothing. I pay $1.50 a week for my 4 rooms, bathroom, and garage. If I didn't live in a company house, I have to pay $5 a week for a house not kept in as good condition as this. That's James Jackson, an Irwin mill worker.
His mill villages are better than most other companies, and the ones at Irwin are especially good. But he preaches baths, swimming pools, and that kind of thing, and then won't pay a wage that is anything near even a living wage. Quote from Arthur Cole, union leader at Irwin Mills.
Like many mill villages, Irwin Mill provided the community's basic amenities. The company store is pictured here in 1946. This picture from 1900 shows a couple standing in front of their home on Case Street in Monkey Bottom, a poor white neighborhood on the fringe of the Irwin Mill Village.
Mill employers had a great deal of control over workers' lives. If a person was suspected of actions such as drinking or sexual promiscuity, company management could fire them from their job and evict them from their home.
The police published a docket, and if your name was in that paper, you needn't go back to work. That was it. I.L. Dean, 9th Street business owner.
In the early 1950s, we decided to sell the houses to the people who lived in them. We had all the property appraised, and we reduced that appraised value by 10% and offered them the houses at that price. Quote from George Parks, former president of Golden Belt.